Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We give God praise on tonight. To God be the glory. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. The psalm said, I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I rejoice every time I come into church. I get excited. Amen. Every time I got another opportunity to, amen, be in the presence of the people of God in the name of Jesus. As we go before this word Wednesday, we thank, hallelujah, those under the sound of our voice, those on their way, those view it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, bless tonight. Bless your word. Lord, I thank you and I praise you tonight. There's no God like you. And right now, God, we are asking for your presence to be with us on tonight. I have not seen, I hear, have not heard. And having entered our heart, what you have prepared for us who love you. Now, God, minister to us through your word. You said, study to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing God's word of truth. So, Lord, we give you praise right now for the rhema, logos, revelation word that you'll give us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. We're going to go right into the Word of God. Quite a bit of scripture I want to go to tonight. So let's go to Genesis chapter number 49, verse number 1. The first book of the Bible. Genesis chapter 49, verse number 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Genesis 49, verse number 1. And it says this, church, and Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Look at verse number 22. Jump down now to verse number 22. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. Don't miss that. Whose branches are gone over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him, and shot at him, and they hit it on him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Let's stop there. To God be the glory. What's happening? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What's happening here, and tonight I'm simply talking from this thought, getting ready for overflow. Getting ready for God's overflow. Tasha Cobb has a song out, I'm about to see something I've never seen before, and that's a word for somebody, and that's what the father of Joseph is prophesying. Jacob is calling all 12 of his sons. He's about to bless them and lay hands on them and prophesy the blessings of God into their lives. This destiny, he's about to proclaim a thing, and it shall be so. And once he prophesies, once he sends a promise to their life through the blessing of the laying on hands and blessing their son, he gets to Joseph. And he says, your branches are going to run over the wall. Your branches are going to, glory be to God, they're going to outlive you, they're going to extend the generations to come, because you have been a faithful son. There are some, even that I'm talking to tonight, you may not see it, you may not manifest it, You may glorify God and I partake of it, but there's some things that you are doing as a believer. The enemy tries to convince you and I that sometimes we're sinning our will. Sometimes we're not making progress. Sometimes what we're doing is a waste of time and a waste of energy. But I beg to differ in the name of Jesus. I thank God that our brothers and sisters are reaching over the wall, not for our children and our grandchildren. We're getting ready for the overflow. We've seen it in our minds. God's going to exceed abundantly above all that we can ever think, ask, or imagine. So when we're talking about getting ready for overflow, there's a preparation period. There is a process. There is a time span. There is a Kairos season that God will do what he said he will do. But we must wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He's prophesying and giving them the promises. And then we tonight, we receive the word, and through prayer, God downloads things into our spirit, and we get a vision. But with that, it's a powerful role, but there are enemies that came against Joseph, and it said that the persecution and the pain didn't come. But then it went on and said, God took his hand. Thereby, the provision and the protection was sufficed. I said, if I became a promise, then the persecution and the pain will come, but God will always provide and protect.
Amen.
The devil may try to count what God is doing and what God wants to do, but no weapon formed against you will prosper because of it. Just because the devil is countering what God is trying to accomplish and do in our lives, it does not mean that it will stop us or rebel against us.
Amen. Amen.
Joseph, over the course of his life, was getting ready for overflow. Now, I'm turning one chapter forward because we don't go back to the scene of the crime and see how this all started. And see why Jacob blessed Joseph more than all of his sons. If you read, I'm not going to read it, but if you read Genesis chapter 49, he goes on and he still rebukes Simeon and Levi. Because when his sister was raped and violated by this other tribe, and they said, okay, you repented, now we want you, if you're really sorrowful, if you're really repentant, we want you to circumcise yourself. You can have our sister. She's going to marry you. But if you show us good faith, go ahead and circumcise yourself and show us that you really are repentant of your actions for violating our sister. And the Bible says, Simeon and Levi had vengeance in their heart. And while the men were weak and while they were circumcised, while they were in their righteous state, it says that Simeon and Levi went and smote every male in the city. And he said that Jacob was not about to give him a blessing. If you read verse number 5 in Genesis chapter 49, it said they are cursed. It says, glory to God, they are abolished for their actions. And he goes on to bless his 12 sons. But even Joseph got a greater blessing than Judah. Judah got a couple of blessings, but Joseph got about 5, 6, 7 blessings given to him. Now go to Genesis chapter 50. Again, we're talking about getting ready for overflow. Getting ready for overflow. There are periods in my life that I can look back over the course of my life and see where I've mismanaged money, I've mismanaged opportunity, I've mismanaged blessings. Come on, somebody. I know I'm not by myself. I've mishandled the things that God wanted to give to me and give to me, but now that I know better, I do better. Now that we know better, we do better. Now we're looking at Genesis chapter number 50. Genesis chapter number 50, verse number 14. I'm starting out by looking at the life of Joseph because there's so many areas we're going to see tonight while we see his father prophesying, your branches extended out. And that's one of my prayers for this church, is that we extend out, that we reach out, and that we go out into the community. and into the nursing homes and to the shelters and to the streets, and we reach out as the people reach in and come in, but it's all about reaching out for respect, God, for the church, for new creation. We got to reach out. We got to reach out and touch someone. We got to touch a lot of good news of the gospel. I'm so glad, glory be to God, that somebody reached out to me. It was a friend that invited me to church. It was a friend that told me about the things of God. It was a word we got, somebody that cared about me when I was on my mother's floor and said, I don't know the word we got. How do I get out of the predicament that you're in? And that's what God is saying. I've already made a way when there is no way. I've already opened the door that no man can shut. Set before you and me is an open door. And that's what Joseph took advantage of. It all starts with a dream, and we're going to go back to the dream. But the persecution came. But God, for Joseph, always provided, and God always protected him. Let's look at Genesis chapter number 50. We're talking about getting ready for overflow. All of us are at different stages. Some of us are at the beginning. Some of us are somewhere in the middle. Some of us, glory to God, right now, we got to reap already, to reap all the overflow. But wherever you are, it's called preparation. God will never put on you more than what you can bear. Genesis chapter number 50, verse number 14. I'm going to move through these real fast because I'm going to get to the kind of meat of what I want to talk about. And Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that went on with them to bury his father, after he had buried his father. And when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said to Joseph, peradventure he hates us, and will certainly require us of all the evil that we did to him. And they sent a messenger to Joseph saying, your father did command before he died, so shall you forgive your brother. I pray you now that the trespass of your brother and their sin, for they did not know the evil. And now I pray thee, forgive them trespasses of the service of the God of your father. And Joseph cried, and he spoke to them. Verse number 18. And his brothers also went, and they fell down at his feet. And they said, behold, we be your servants. And Joseph said to them, fear not, don't be afraid, stop tripping. For I am not in the place of God. But as for you, you thought evil against me. But God meant it for good. Glory be to God. To bring to pass, as it was this day, to save much people alive. God is saying to you, God is saying to me tonight, if you've been walking by faith and not by sight, if you've been tithing and giving, if you've been serving God, if you've been on your faith, prospering and praying on business needs, if you've been reading your words, meditating on the word of God, day and night, if you've been walking by faith, being transformed by the renewing of your mind, if you're not going by the five senses and what you see, but you're believing in the word of Almighty God, if you're trusting God with all your heart, your mind, and your strength, you are standing in the gap for your family. No, you're not the rescuer. No, you're not the savior. But right now, you're an intercessor. You're standing in the gap for your family. And right now, you ready yourself for overflow. Your friends are going over the wall and to your nephew and to your nieces and to your aunties and to your uncles. Your friends are coming over the wall. And every time I bless you, because you've been faithful over a few things, now God is about to make you rule up over a month. I wish I got an amen in the church, and those of you watching right now, it's just going over the wall. You can't see it because it's in the supernatural. Your grandchildren, somebody's going to be saved in the third or fourth generation because you've been faithful over a few things. Children, your branches are going over the wall. Your brothers are being blessed. They should stop tripping right now. I'm not going to kill you. I could have killed you a long time ago, but that is not my plan. I came to save first people alive. Oh, glory be to God. God is saying to us, don't get back at your enemy. He says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Hold your peace and let the Lord cry out for you. Oh, I can have you in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, it takes a whole lot to stay positive in our world. It takes a whole lot to stay optimistic in our world. It takes a whole lot to stay in faith in our world. But I come to God's attention to stay in faith, to keep your feet planted on the foundations of God's rock. He said, the storms will come, the wind will come, the wind will be against the house, but it will stand broken feet to God. I'm determined on the word of God. I'm building my house on the word. I'm building my marriage on the word. I'm building my business on the word of God. I'm building my life on the word of God. When it had to change, it was a storm, but I'm still standing. Glory be to my God. Because I'm building on the foundations of Jesus Christ. And if you're watching me right now, this is how your friends go over the wall. This is how you get ready for overflow. Bible begins to Bible. There are many in the world that say it is a waste of time and a waste of energy. But let them know in a life in the name of Jesus. Joseph, the prophecy from your father Jacob will come to pass. We're not going to go over into Exodus. But as I talk, let me just close back here. Look, we're still in Genesis chapter number 50. Now look at verse number 20. I want to read, glory be to God. Yes, we might as well go. Look at 23, 24. And Joseph said to his brother, I die, I'm about to die. And God will surely visit you and bring you out into a land which he swore unto your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Joseph took an oath with his children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry my bones out of this land. So Joseph died, being 110 years old. And then they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin and a grave in Egypt. I'm not going to go there, glory be to God. But Joseph is saying, I'm giving you brothers, I'm giving you ready to receive overflow. You don't know what's happening, but over in the book of Exodus, I know I'm about to die, but Moses is being born, glory be to God. A form of a Savior is about to be born in the name of Jesus, because it's not bad, and it's not real bad and worse for us, but it may get better before it gets better. And the Bible says, as you continue to read, as you go over into Exodus, it says the children of God was overflowing in every direction. They were outnumbering the Egyptians, and Pharaoh got upset, and he said to midwives, throw every male out in the water. Allow them to stop producing seed and stop producing famine. But the midwives disobeyed Pharaoh and the army, and the children of Israel kept growing and growing and growing, and they were getting ready for overflow through Joshua, through Joseph, sparing their life. And as it was to this day, it says Moses was raised up, glory be to God, to be a savior and a form of a deliverer in the Old Testament. And they were just going by Joseph's word. My bones are not going to stay here in Egypt. My eyes are going to visit you. And somebody's going to bring you up out of Egypt. Glory be to God. Somebody's going to bring you up out of bondage. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to say it right now. But it's coming a day when the Son has made you free, you are free indeed. It's coming a day through the prophetic word and through the promises of God. I'm speaking to myself, I'm speaking to the church, I'm speaking to you watching. Don't worry about the people of God. Where you are right now is temporary. Where you are right now is just a test. Where you are right now is just a trial. Where you are right now is just training. In the name of Jesus, God is getting you ready for overflow. Your training, there's going to be teaching there. Where you are is temporary. Because God makes you ready to handle the abundance of blessings. There are far too many people that God is seeing in our day. We pray to God just to get a job. And sometimes when we get back from our feet, we forget about the things of God. But he says the overflow is how I operate. That's my character. I always bless you to be a blessing. I remember we refinanced our home and we had this nothing. Oh, Lord, we got a double in life. And your city is disposable money, Pastor. Over the name of Jesus. I pray that we have disposable money. That never exists in life. Money comes too high to be disposable like Christ. Oh, Lord, we got. We have an access money. And we can pay the mortgage on the church. And those first years. And we got sheds. And we got furniture. And we bring the property. And the church is going to grow. And that was the divine going over the wall. Glory to God. Every church is sharing. In the name of Jesus, we were having a shot and we were preaching. The church was growing and lives were being changed. And it was a beautiful 7 years in Elizabeth, New Jersey. But I think that there was up in the name of Jesus. But God is saying, you already put the line over the wall. You already planted roots. And we still got some of this work to be the God. There's still some lives and some great growth in the name of Jesus. And God is saying to you tonight, don't let the devil call you a failure no more. Don't let the enemy shake your head that it ain't working, it's useless, it's hopeless, the devil is in his body. I'm going to show you in the scriptures tonight that what you sow, you will reap.
Yeah. Amen.
So when you sow bountifully, you are about to reap bountifully. Joseph was about to die. And he said, somebody's coming. He didn't know about Moses. Come on, somebody. He didn't know the blessing of God. But he knew God gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and promise. And God is a promise keeper. God is a promise keeper. God made these promises with all my heart will satisfy me. And me and my wife just celebrated two birthdays. Oh, glory be to our God. And I thank God for life and life eternal. So where you are right now is sometimes training and it's temporary. So trust God, trust God, trust God. Because I'm thinking I should go there, but yes, Genesis 41. Genesis chapter number 41. And then we're going to go back when Joseph, how it all started, where his brothers thought he was going to avenge himself because they were not good to him, because he had a dream. And we're going to look at some details of that particular text on why they hated him. But right now, we're going to Genesis 41, verse number 53. Genesis 41, verse number 53. Because as a believer in the times in which we're living, sometimes there's going to be some dry seasons in your life. Sometimes the job that you worked on for years will close their doors. And not because you was a bad worker or a bad employee or did any sinful act, but that's the way of the world. Sometimes we got to grow with God and trust that God will give us a bigger and better blessing in the name of Jesus. I'll never forget I was fired from the post office only to get a better and bigger job, making more money, more money, more money in the name of Jesus. So it's not over until God says it's over. And God has said to us tonight that every door that's closed is always another door that will open it. If you got breath in your lungs, if you got air in your body, trust me on this. When one door closes, many doors are open. We had a prayer on the prayer report on the prayer line last night. So this will be the prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God has chosen the job. And as he makes a choice on the job, he said, once I make a choice, I'm going to choose it. Once I make a choice. And that's what God I'm talking about. That's the overflow I'm talking about. That's the branches reaching where God has never because, Pastor, as they seen their brothers die, as things begin to become hard for them, the Bible says, because they were growing so fast and so rapidly, that Pharaoh put them even into a deeper slavery, and it went from bad to worse. And sometimes for us, it will go from bad to worse. It doesn't
mean that we give up on God. It doesn't mean that we quit to throw in the towel. It simply means that we trust God all the more. And after that place in our life, glory be God. And you gotta be ready for this overflow. And I think you know, I promise you that I'm gonna fight with your fight like the Apostle Paul until the very end. They say, no, the fools who died over in Hebrews chapter 11. And they died, and they died not to have received the promises, but glory be to my God. I don't know about you, but I want to be in the number. I want to be walking in the number. Oh, when the things come walking in it, I want to be in the number. And over the Hebrews chapter 11, they did not have God's earthly promises, but they got these promises. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And you got to understand, even as sometimes things dry up, and we have our dry seasons, let's look at God, how God provides for us in the dry places. Genesis chapter number 41, verse number 53. Pharaoh is having dreams. There's no one to interpret the dreams. Joseph has a gift to interpret dreams. Now he comes to Pharaoh, and he says, I will tell you what the dream you had meant. He saw seven skinny cows, and seven fat cows, seven skinny heads of corn, and seven thick ears of corn. And now Joseph is about to interpret the dream. He's saying to us tonight, sometimes life will be like this, but your God is the fight. Sometimes he's the God of justice help until you get to the overflow. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Verse number 53. And the 7 years of plenty, 7 years of much, 7 years of overflow that was in the land of Egypt ended. They had 7 years when it was just overflow. The crops were growing. The rain and new season was coming down. The vegetable in the produce was at maximum capacity. And for 7 years, the number of completion, Joseph said to Pharaoh, store up your excess. Don't eat everything. Don't store everything. Don't export everything. But store up into barns. Because after the 7 years of plenty, verse number 454, and then the 7 years of thirst or famine began to come. According as Joseph had said, and the famine was in the land. But in the land of Egypt, there was bread. There was plenty. Verse number 55. And when all the land of Egypt was famine, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said to all of Egypt, go to Joseph. What he said, you do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened up the storehouse, and he sold to the Egyptians. And the famine was sore in the land of Egypt. And all the countries came to Egypt to Joseph to buy corn, because that the famine was great in the land. Joseph had an inside scoop of God interpreting Pharaoh's dream, and he said to Pharaoh, listen, I'm going to give you the interpretation of your dream, because I'm not about taking life, I'm about preserving life. And many of us need to learn from Joseph why he breathed went over the wall, why he had so much overflow. Some of us want to give back at people that hurt us. Some of us want to give back at people that did us wrong. Some of us want to avenge ourselves for the problem or the one that violated us or the ex that destroyed our happiness. And we want to give back at the boss that did us wrong. We want to give back at our haters and our enemies. But Joseph did not approach life that way. Joseph could have killed all the Egyptians by keeping this information to himself and said, I'll die with you, but all of Egypt is going to die. You know, it's going to be 7 years of famine, and all the water, all the bread is going to dry up, and my people will be wiped out in the name of Jesus. But Joseph took a high road. Are you in the building right now? Are you walking right now in the name of Jesus? If you're walking in the the spirit, and you're walking in love, and you're walking in humility. We don't have time to be that bad people. Oh, Lord, we need God. Pray in the day, man. He's going to increase from the devil and the liar. He's going to send you and see a woman. So when we encounter a woman, he already warned us of the glory of Jesus Christ. Around the world, we just got to know to be wise and servant and be kind to love. And we got to know how to interact with the world. That when things dry up, God will provide. When things go away or awry, God will provide. When the famine comes, and sometimes it will come, you'll lose your life. Maybe you'll grow old. Maybe your company will die outside. Maybe you don't have the kind of income and money you once used to have. Maybe you lost the house you had in the apartment. Maybe you have to go back home and live with your parents. Whatever there was a death or is, in the name of Jesus, God has provided. Oh, glory to Jesus God. I'm so glad, Pastor. I have a poor sleep on, but I ain't got a room on my own head. My mother opened my eyes one day from apartment. It was a tiny little thing. But you said, son, you're wrong for something. And in that season, that was my family season. I was still making money, but as I told you, I couldn't manage my money. In the name of Jesus, it's like putting your money in the pocket with holes in it. And God is saying that unto tonight. If you're living on your brain for overflow, you have a my principles, store up for treasure in heaven where the stuff of this world cannot get to it. So when you're tithing, when you're giving money to the church, when you're storing up treasure in heaven where the stuff can't get to it, that's what I'm saying. You're operating out of an eternal principle. You're operating out of a spiritual principle. You're operating out of this earthly ground. Another dimension and another realm, and now stuff can get to your blessing. Oh, glory to God. Things can get to your blessed place. But Joseph said, I'm not going to get back at anybody. I'm going to preserve life. I'm going to keep life.
Yeah.
And that's why when I think of the prophecy that was given to Joseph, that your mind will go over the wall. The archer shot at you, but God stood in your hand. When Potiphar's wife lied unto Joseph, God strengthened your hand. When you were thrown in prison, God strengthened your hand. When your brother did you wrong, God strengthened your hand. And many of us are right there in the name of Jesus, where persecution and wrong came to us and we did not deserve wrong. And people came against us, and we did not allow them to come against us in the way they wanted to come against us. And that was God preserving us. That was God strengthening our spirit. That was God making us for a fortified city that would bring his name glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Now go back to Genesis 37. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at what allowed Joseph to be so prime, so ready, so in position, not to just save himself, but to save so many people alive. He said, I came to save life and preserve it. And that's what God is saying to us today. I need you to stand in this season and gap for your family. I need you to be on the wall praying and preserving your family. I need your livelihood for this season so they come around and they will come around. I need you to hold it down until your family open their spiritual eyes and they understand it. Amen, everybody.
Amen.
So I thank God that even my mother, I refer to her a lot because there were seasons, even as a young boy, where I would open the refrigerator in the cabinet and it would be a famine. But somehow, I'm 55 years of age, even in my childhood years, I never went hungry. Because she just trusted in the principles of God, and God always provided. I said, she faced famines, but her children never went hungry. Because God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
Whether it's my generation, or her generation, or your mother's generation, God is faithful. And my mother believed in Jesus. My mother believed in the things of God. My father was saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and baptized was the Holy Ghost. So I thank God we came from good seed. But let's look at Joseph and why his brothers hated him. Genesis 37, verse number 18. At this point, he's just getting ready for overflow. That's what we're talking about tonight. He had a dream. He told them the dream. He told his parents the dream. Now we pick it up in Genesis 37, 18. Go back to the early part of Genesis 37, and you'll see what the dream can tell. Verse 18 says, and when they saw him above all, even before he came near to them, they conspired against him to slay him. That's why I went to Genesis 51st, and why they were so afraid of him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer, come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit, and we will say, some evil beasts have devoured him, and we shall see what shall become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hand, and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said to them, shed no blood, but cast him into some pit that's in the wilderness, and lay no hands on him, that he might rid him out of their hand, to deliver him, so he can return him to his father again. Verse number 23. And it came to pass, when Joseph was coming to them, his brothers, they stripped him off of his coat of many colors that was on him, verse number 24, and they took him and cast him into a pit that was empty. There was no water in the pit. Joseph's brothers were not happy with the dream that he told them. Because in the dream, he pretty much said, one day you're going to serve me. One day, you're going to be my servants. And sometimes God has shown us things. He's shown us overflow. He's shown us abundance. He's shown us a good life. He's shown us plenty in our future. But when we look up today, sometimes we're struggling to pay our bills. We're struggling to keep a job. We're struggling in our relationships. Sometimes we're struggling to stay healthy. And it's not adding up. And we need to understand that the devil still comes to kill and to steal and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So when I see the enemy every and each time coming in like a flood, I'm so glad that I prep myself for overflow by being transformed, by renewing of my mind. So now that I step over here in my mind and you do, I'm not running into alcohol when things go wrong. I'm not running into people when things go wrong. I'm not complaining and murmuring and blaming God when things go wrong. But I'm stepping back. And I'm holding up my faith in prayer. And once I get out of my knees, there is a peace. Because I believe the Bible of Almighty God. Be anxious for nothing. But by prayer and supplication, make your request and your supplication be made known to God. And he will give you a peace when the time of all of us is empty. That's why we can sleep at night. The pills of value on our calendar, the pride is actually crazy, our relationship has gone away, and we still have peace in our mind. There's a calming in our heart, and the soul's breaking all around us. I'm getting excited even about preaching and even about talking about it, because there is no good to the natural mind. Oh, glory be to God. They're taking care of you, and they're going to roll down over the ground. They're going to let the ground run, and they're going to let the ground run, because they can't call for life. And God says, no, my children are not going to do the prayer. You don't need to have a father, you don't need to dream, you don't need people, all you need is to pray. Come to
And they can't expect God to bless them because he doesn't operate like that. He wants a spirit of humility. He wants us to be honest with others and honest with ourselves. So when we humble ourselves, then he lifts us up. Come on, somebody. When we humble ourselves, and then God lifts us up. Verse number 5. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonderful works which you have done, and the thoughts which are toward us, they cannot be reckoned in order. If I were to declare and speak of them, they are more than I can number. Sacrifice and offering God does not desire. My ears have been opened for burnt offerings. Sin offerings you did not require. Then said, lo, I come in the bottom of the book, written of me. Jesus is saying to us tonight, I'm going to keep reading, but I'm not. I'm going to get out of this. He says, God has done so many things for me, I lost count. That was stuff I need to bring back to my remembrance, because sometimes when persecution and pain and things don't go our way, we need to put our minds on rewind and start counting the blessings. Know that we are blessed. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
But that spirit of humility is so important. It's so important. Since you're in Psalm, turn a couple of chapters forward. To Isaiah chapter number 40. We went from Psalm 40 to Isaiah 40. And I'm just obeying God. As I talk to you, he's talking to me. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And he said, somebody can see this and write this down. Because many of us are walking in the spirit of meekness and humility and humbleness, and look like people are trying to walk over us and take advantage of us and use us and abuse us and violate us. And we're trying to operate out of the spirit of humility in a cold and care-touching, careless world. And God is saying, it's still the high road. It's still the way of blessing. It's still what I require of my children, to walk in the spirit of humility. Amen. Isaiah 40, verse number 1. Comfort you, my people, says God. Speak you comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry to her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received the Lord's hand double for her sins. The voice of him who cries out in the wilderness, prepare for the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway to our God. I want to get to this verse number 4 and put an emphasis on that thing and that word called humility. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places shall be made plain. And the glory of the Lord shall reveal, and all flesh shall see, and together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. God is saying, you might be down today, but trust me, you will be on your feet tomorrow. You may be in a low place right now today, but if you keep living, and you will keep living, God said, put an emphasis on my word that you will be in a high mountain on tomorrow. It is those who are violent, who build a mountain in time, who are arrogant, who are puffed up, who are conceited, who are prideful. It is those who call that a mountain. He called that being high mountain. He said it will come down, and it will run down, and it will be made low. I have seen people bragging, and people boasting, and people looking down on the world, only to lose everything that God gave them. And I see people in a season where they walk with humility. They kept tithing, they kept coming to church, they kept believing in themselves, they kept believing in the things of God, and God said, I'm a model. They are walking by faith, and now by sight, and now I'm about to raise their up. I'm about to pull them out of the pit. They are ready for overflow. They are ready for
trees. They are in the manifestations of miracles. And that's why God said my right. And that's why God said your right. Because you humbled yourself. When you went to get back, you walked in weakness. Because the Bible says that we shall inherit the earth. Oh, glory be to my God. He says you have your peace, and you will not overcome by the evil, but you overcame the evil by doing good. And now you won't be that valley made high and raised up like a mountain. And we're going to see that in the life of David. Go to 1 Samuel 16. David keeping his sheep. How much more humble can he get? His brothers are under the father Jesse, they look like kings, and David is out there with the sheep. They're looking all prominent and prestigious, and David is in the field with the sheep. And let's look at this thing. 1 Samuel 16, verse number 1. 1 Samuel 16, verse number 1. Getting ready for overflow. Getting ready for overflow. God was preparing David right here, and we're not going to go to David's life. We're looking at the life of Joseph tonight. But David received a lot of overflow. But it took preparation. It took getting him ready. And what's about to transpire in the few verses that we read tonight, you're going to see how God got him ready for the blessing. 1 Samuel 16, verse number 1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul? See, I have rejected him from reigning over Israel. Fill your horn with oil, and go, and I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Go down, no, just keep reading, we'll keep reading. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer and say, I am come to sacrifice. And call Jesse, and call to the sacrifice to show, and thou shalt appoint unto me him whom I name among his sons. Verse number 4. And Samuel did that which the Lord spoke, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town assembled, and he came and came along peaceably. And he said, peaceably I come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourself, and come to me to sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his son, and called him to the sacrifice. Verse number 6. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord anointed Eli before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on his sight, and his physique, his stature, because I have refused him, my God. For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. God is saying to somebody tonight, stop looking at yourself in the mirror and being inadequate. Stop looking at yourself, glory to God, and your career, and your vocation, and your earnings, and what your salary is, where you live. Stop looking at yourself as less than. Stop looking at yourself as inferior to anybody, because I'm judging your heart. You have a heart that I can bless. You have a heart that I can use. You have a heart that I'm going to elevate. obligation. You have a heart to have an increase. You have the right glory and the right agenda. You have the right DNA for what I'm going to represent the earth realm. There are many looking at the outward appearance. There are many looking at the gifts, what we got on the outside. There are many looking at the outward position appearance. And God is saying, they are fooled by people appearance that I say. They look the part. They look successful. They look intelligent. They look anointed. They got the robes on. They got the clouds on. They got the big Bible going. They got the nice car around. They got all the 100 degrees on the wall. But I'm judging the heart. Their heart is evil. Their heart is wicked. Their heart is not for me. Their heart is divine. Love the Lord God, love your mind, your heart, and your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. They only love themselves. And God can do nothing with that. Because he wants to be a channel. He wants to be a portal. He wants to be a vehicle of blessing to others. That's why I was prayer. When I want to see what I believe in God for. Because God is not me ready for overflow. Now I'm ready to reach. I'm ready to shout in the crowd. I'm ready to bring in the sheep. I'm ready to bring in the unbeliever. I'm ready to bring in the lost backslider. We are ready to have you ready to serve. He said, God, the harvest is plentiful, but the labor is a few. I pray you bring laborers. And Lord God, God has positioned us as a church to reach out and reach in and reach over there and bring them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. That's what he was doing with David. You are overlooked, but I'm not going to overlook you. I'm going to overflow you. Overflow you. Be the God. Oh, you may have been overlooked by your brother. You may have been overlooked by your brother, Jesse. But I'm about to overflow you. I'm about to overwhelm you. I'm about to overtake you, David. Oh, glory be to God. That's the word that I'm going to use. That's how we get ready for overflow. He didn't even come to the house of the other brothers. So Verse number eight. Then Jacob told Abinadab and made him happy for Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse called Shaw, and he came back. And he said, neither has God chosen this one. And then Jesse made seven of his boys, seven of his sons, come past Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of your sons that you brought past me. Verse number 11. And Samuel said to Jesse, are here all of your children? And he said, there remain one, yet he's the youngest. And behold, he keeps the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down until he come. And he went, and he sent, and he brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and he was beautiful of countenance, and he was a goodly God to us all. And the Lord said unto Samuel, arise, anoint him, for this is he. And Samuel took the horn of oil. Samuel got the noise of oil, and Samuel, in the midst of his brother, in the midst of his father, he anointed Daniel with oil. And verse number 13 said, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forth. And that's what God is saying to us tonight, those who are here in the church, those who are viewing by Facebook, God is saying, from that day, I anointed you, from that day that you gave your life to Christ, and the rest of your mouth, and the leaf of your heart, that Jesus is Lord, from that day forward, that's been a faith favor. There's been a blessing. There's been an anointing. There's been a power on your life that is moving in you and is going to destroy you. Because there's an anointing on your life that will destroy every yoke. There's a power that you operate under that is over every power that is underneath you. Oh, glory be to God. There's a horn you put on your head. From the spirit of the living God, there is an anointing on your life, and there is a oil upon you in the name of Jesus. The oil is running overflow. The oil is going to get up and spread. The oil is upon you. It's not that after the oil of the earth, but it's the oil of your heart. It's the oil that keeps your health when you want to hold your head down. It's the oil that keeps you in the name of God when you want to go back. It's the only way to be anointed that's on your life, that's just on the spot. Another day, when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to put one foot in front of the other, and I'm going to go to the things of God. Because my heart was there, and I was born there to God. God was born there to me. So God, I make my way to the future. I will come to me, God, as I come to you, and no question, all the things of God.
We're ready to be a blessing to others who are hurting.
So God, thank you for readying us for overflow. In the mighty name of Jesus. So God, honor us as we honor you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. To God be all the glory.
Amen.
Overflow is your portion. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We're going to leave an offering.
Amen.
And we're going to go down to this place. To God be the glory. Those viewing, those here, Pastor Rebecca is preaching this Saturday. To God be the glory. And go out and support her. It's going to be powerful.
Yes.
It's going to be powerful.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. We didn't bring the basket, but you just leave it. If you don't give something, Sister Shatina, you can just leave it. If not, we understand. Huh? Oh, to God be the glory.